This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Ron Paul throwing down. He's coming out against Ted Cruz, saying that
Ron Paul,
even Bernie Sanders, sounds more libertarian than Ted Cruz. That's what Ron Paul has to say. We'll get you the actual quote here in a moment.
Feel the burn.
Yeah, no doubt. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
James.
Friarich.
We'll get back into the quotes from Ron Paul here in just a moment. But first, to the phones, to the fun. Tim, listening in Wyoming, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Tim. In Wyoming. Going once. Oh, you're there. I just got to turn you up a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. I was about to check and see if my mute was still on. Okay. Yeah.
More Tim.
Yeah. here I am. Okay, yes, I'm here. Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to say, I was supporting Rand Paul, obviously. I said that before, but I'm...
Yeehaw!
I'm still planning on... I'm going to write him in. I mean, if he... He should have not.
You don't have to. He'll be on the ballot.
In Wyoming?
He's on every ballot in the 50 states. I don't think they take him off.
If they haven't printed the ballot yet, they might take him off.
I think even with the suspended campaign. I'm sorry. Let's let Tim,
yeah,
Tim
ahead,
Sines
Tim.
Say something.
Did you say suspended sentence at first? You were about to say.
Oh, that's right. I've got a suspended sentence. He's got a suspended campaign.
Suspended sentence. Okay, no. No, the fact that he's basically, you know, pulled his hat back out of the ring, if you want to call it that, I think that he's made a mistake, but at the same time, I believe that his principled stand on the Constitution, among other things, was worthwhile. He made all the other candidates look like, idiots for one. I mean, that's basically the way I look at it, but. I mean, I actually wanted to talk about that. You were talking about it, you know, illicit drugs. Illicit in quotation marks drugs. But I've had some experience with psilocybin. I've used mushrooms a few times, and what it did for me. And I'm not saying, you know, I advocate it or whatever. If somebody wants to do it, they can do it. But I'm saying what it did for me was that I had prophetic visions, which was an interesting thing. I mean, I saw things. Well, I mean, then there were other times that I did. A friend of mine, years later. Well, like I say, I just saw a few things that would happen, and they did come to pass. And
really,
nobody ever was going to believe me when I told them that it was going to happen. It was just little things, like this person's going to walk out in the street and get hit by a car or some kind of thing like that. Well, that was one thing that actually did happen. I did see that, but
wow.
And I couldn't do anything about it. It was on the other side of the city, and it was. You know, it was another time, and I had nothing.
How long was the time frame between when you saw this prophetic vision to when the actual act occurred?
About 2 days.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Wow, so you weren't high anymore when this person got hit either. Well, ask yourself.
I didn't hallucinate the person getting run over. No, it was no.
And was the,
wow,
was
that's
the,
really fascinating. Now, do you believe that there was a deity involved in that, or what do you attribute this experience to?
Well, you know, I'm gonna use what the term that the government would like us to use as far as drug use. They call it intoxication. Which is the poisoning of your own body. You're poisoning your body, and your body's reacting to the poison, okay? So psilocybin, if you overdo it on psilocybin, you can kill yourself.
I don't know if that's true.
You'd have to have an iron stomach to eat enough mushrooms to kill you.
Well,
if you did it with extract, maybe, but it would take an awful lot.
Well, I didn't have extract. All I had were, I had Liberty Caps one time, and then I had some other ones that were, if you're familiar with mushrooms, anyway.
Oh, I'm very familiar with mushrooms, bro. I'm right there with you.
Well, in any case,
I love me some mushrooms.
My friends were farming them, basically. They knew where to go and get the ones that were the high dollar ones, if you want to call it. And I had several ounces. And I mean, I didn't take several ounces, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what was your dose that you received the prophetic visions on? How much of a dose did you take?
Well, I finished off the pot of psilocybin mushroom tea that my friends and I were drinking. They were hallucinating, but they didn't have the, and I was the one driving, which was unfortunate because I couldn't
do that.
Okay, please don't drink mushroom tea and drive. That's just a bad plan.
I couldn't tell what color the traffic lights were, which was kind of a problem. I said, "Is that green or red or yellow or what?" And my friends.
Well, the good news is usually the red's in the same place on every traffic light.
Tim,
so.
Tim, you're ruining it for the rest of us because now people are going to be listening and saying, "Oh, this is what we have to ban."
These drug users—they're so irresponsible.
No. Okay, well, this was you know, obviously young.
What's more dangerous, driving while really drunk or driving while tripping on mushrooms?
I say driving while really drunk because you really have no concept of pain. You have no concept of up or down or left or right. Or
I would agree with you too, and you don't realize, like, whenever I get really drunk, I don't realize how drunk I am.
Oh yeah,
you see in. You can intoxicate yourself past the ability to have any idea what's going on with either alcohol or psilocybin.
This is true.
If you're that high on psilocybin, I don't know
how likely
you are to successfully start a car and pull out of a parking space. But, I mean, that would be some level of protection. But I do remember, not with psilocybin, but with LSD, sitting in the middle of a traffic intersection in Dexter, Michigan, way out in the sticks, yelling at the guy who was driving, "Move this car!" And he's saying, "I don't know how." And so finally I stomped his foot on the accelerator and at least got us out of the intersection. It was unpleasant. We didn't drive after that.
That sounds kind of like, you know, Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong or something, where they're sitting on the verge in the middle of the road. The car's full of smoke. They have no idea if they're moving or not. And
when it's going on, it feels much scarier than Cheech and Chong. Because, you know, at that point, you're looking for the cops because you know that it's illegal.
Yeah, right. Well, anyways, I mean, another time that I had that happen, I saw somebody made a purchase of something, and I literally could have walked up and touched this particular thing. Was an object that was, that didn't even exist in the people's mind. They had no idea that it existed. It was 3 days out when they finally purchased it was a motorhome. I walked into the yard where the motorhome was parked. I saw it as clearly as I'm staring, you know, whatever's in my hand right now. But anyway, whatever, you know, I saw it as clearly as though it was right there in front of me. I could have walked over and touched it. It was right there, and I walked around it and examined every nook and cranny of it, and I described it in detail to the people later on. I said, "Yeah, it had a sign on it that said beware of dog," and I thought, okay, I better not get too close to it because there might be dogs inside and they're going to be barking at me. And they told me, "Oh no, that sign wasn't even there." And I said, "You took the sign off. I saw the sign. It was there."
Well, so I'll tell you, I can't say if this was prophetic visions or not, but one way or the other, I want some of what you were having. So if you ever come up to Keene, bring me a picture of that stuff, will you?
So, wait, you saw an RV in your prophetic vision that wasn't actually in the place in which you saw it, but then later was purchased by some people you knew? I don't know if I was following that completely.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't there, and 3 days later, it was sitting in exact, and I thought, oh, there it is. Okay. And I thought, okay, well, the person must have left and driven away, and I didn't know it. And, you know, came back 3 days later, and there's the motorhome sitting there. Oh, okay. Well, that's the one I saw before. And because I looked at it, I mean, if I'd written down the license plate number, I'd have the license plate number in front of me, and I'd be able to say, there it is. Okay. And like I say, this was after eating some THC extract candy that some friend of mine made. That was the other time.
Hold up. You weren't even on mushrooms in the case of the RV, or you were?
No.
Have you ever seen Phantom RVs on weed?
Next time you see the lottery numbers, you should play the lottery.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it, man. Good stories tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to regale us with your prophetic visions or whatever. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here at the toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We're less than a week away from it. So you need to get your order in as soon as possible at berries.com because, well, why wouldn't your loved one want to have delicious chocolate-dipped strawberries, white milk, dark chocolatey goodness topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, decorative swizzle. You can have it delivered right before Valentine's Day, right on Valentine's Day. You decide when you want delivery, and you got to put in for them soon. Now, if you wait, you're going to have to pay more for the shipping if you want to get it in time for Valentine's Day. So go to berries.com, click the microphone, type in code FTL. That way they know that we sent you, and you can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. And then if you add in $10 more, you can double your order, which is something I highly recommend. Double the berries, always a good idea. It means you'll have more to share or be shared with. So go to berries.com, click the mic, type in code FTL, berries.com, and also you can call them toll-free at 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02, and if you're on the phone with them, let them know you found it through code FTL. And again, it's berries.com. An amazing gift for any time of the year, but especially for Valentine's Day. It's delicious. We've had the pleasure of Sherry's Berries here in the studio on multiple occasions, and it's always something that I look forward to. Let's go to your calls and thoughts more about Ron Paul and what he had to say about Ted Cruz versus Bernie Sanders, saying that Bernie Sanders actually is more libertarian than Ted Cruz. But first, let's go to Ralph, listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know,
Ralph, did you call to tell us some drug stories tonight?
Some drug story, you said?
Yeah.
No, that's not. I don't really know what is a drug story.
What do you like to do, Ralph, when you want to alter your state of consciousness? What is your drug of choice?
What is it, the horseman of the apocalypse running around and you're in a cyclone or in a unicorn? Well, you know, this is the election in New Hampshire, and as you very well know, we would love for the white guilty to line up to vote for Trump because he's the only one in the lineup of candidates who is speaking out about what this animal Obama has not done for the blacks. But, you know, much more than that, I am of the opinion that Trump...
Okay, first stop. Let me stop you right there, bro. Let me stop you right there, bro. I got questions. You're being detained. Okay. What are white guilt people?
Ralph, you can't listen if you're shouting.
Let me finish what I have to say. I'm of the opinion that Trump is the anti-Obama and the antidote to Obama.
Okay, thank you for that opinion.
If
now, Rich has a question.
If Trump is the anti-Obama and we bring him into contact with the actual Obama, will they annihilate? Because that is a reasonable strategy. If we can get them in the same place and they just blow up, they would release enough energy to destroy Washington, D.C. completely.
Ralph, settle down.
Release what? You know that room you're just floating on an app? We need to take on Obama. You know that Rubio is just putting on an act.
Putting on an act, okay.
That's right. When he talks on... I mean,
what makes you think Trump isn't putting on an act?
No, I don't... he's for real.
You think so?
Trump needs to take some MDMA.
He does.
That's why, you know... Right about this time, tomorrow night.
That's what we ought to do. We ought to have a vote. We ought to have a debate where every candidate takes MDMA.
Yeah, that'd be epic.
See, I think Trump's...
Honestly, because, you know, in the group thing, or the group and identity politics in this country, the white guilt is behind this whole thing. And you all know that.
What is the white guilt? What is, define this? What does this mean to you?
Well, not really. You got two, Tweedledee and Tweedledum running in, the Democratic ticket.
Okay, could I get this quieter and slower, bro?
You got two. And one is even, from the Libertarian Party or whatever. Whatever he considers himself to be nowadays. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, my personal theory on Trump is that Trump is a ringer brought in by Hillary Clinton in order to terrify people into voting for her in the general election.
Wait,
Wait, he did give her money, right, at some point in the show?
Oh, yeah, he's given her money. He gave Barack Obama money. All of Donald Trump's donations have been to the Democratic Party. God, I wish he would stop howling long enough to actually have a dialogue with him. You know, dude needs to take some ketamine next time he calls.
Yeah, Ralph, come on.
Which
what
is not it? A solicitation
Let's
to commit a criminal
Let's stop talking about these
offense.
Political candidates. No one cares about them.
Okay, I've got something else to say about
but
him,
But I want to know about Ralph, because Ralph's a, you know, he's a relatively regular caller here. Ralph, hold on. I got a question for you, man. Can you just chill out for one moment? I want to know, when Ralph wants to alter his state of consciousness, what is your favorite drug? What's your favorite drug? That's what I want to know.
What would be my favorite? What?
Your favorite drug. What do you alter your state of consciousness with? I don't believe it. You've never had a drink?
You have never experienced white guilt on weed? Is this true? How can this be true?
Ralph, would you be honest with me if you had taken drugs, would you be honest about it?
Well, you know, it is an affliction of the heart, as you very well know. And you all just look into the interview that was done by the late Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes with Malcolm X. You know what that interview was called? The Hate That Hate Produced. That's right. You are all aware about that interview, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
No, I like Malcolm X.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ralph. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've never met Malcolm X, but I did like that he changed his beliefs toward the end of his life.
Yeah, and I liked some of the stuff that he said about firearms. I liked some of the stuff that he said about the importance of self-defense and the importance of not waiting for government to make things equal for you, but rather make things equal for yourself and be self-reliant. I think that's a wonderful thing in his message, and a lot to some extent in the Black Panthers' message as well. Although they were somewhat more socialistic in economic areas.
So is Ralph's contention that everything is based on white guilt?
Well, we can't get anything really coherent out of Ralph, and I was trying to... He's always shouting a mile a minute, so I really... I mean, the first thing that he said was white guilt people should vote for Trump, and I don't know what a white guilt person is still.
I think he's accusing all of us being the white guilty.
Okay.
He's called enough times
just
where...
Just being guilty of being white...
I am. It has something white-ish. To do with feeling. It has something to do with feeling guilty for being white. Is the idea he's suggesting that we are the white guilty, even though I don't feel.
Oh no, I have plenty of much more enjoyable things I can feel guilty about.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. We still have to finish up what Ron Paul had to say about Ted Cruz. Come back around to Rand Paul. I know you had a comment or two, both of you, about Rand Paul. So you can join us.
I'm still randing.
The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Keep it in your pants there, buddy. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Everything from drug experiences to Ted Cruz, which is not anything anyone wants to experience. Ron Paul has had a few words to say about Ted Cruz, given that Ted Cruz is trying to apparently pander to the libertarians who have been abandoned by Rand Paul. Cruz is trying to pick him up and act like he cares about freedom. Ron Paul has weighed in now saying that Cruz is owned by Goldman Sachs and that he and Hillary have more in common than we, meaning libertarians, would have with either Cruz or Trump or any of them, says Ron Paul. So I just don't think there is much picking, meaning there's no point. There's no point in anybody who cares about liberty trying to ferret out who the best candidate is amongst this whole, you know, bevy of Republican and Democratic candidates, because they're all bad news. Don't let them fool you. Look, I had to remind Mark about this the other night, because he's like trying to figure out who to vote for. And it ended up being that I think he's doing the right thing, and that is staying home. Because there's really no point. I told him he should probably vote for Rand, but he's more of the mindset of staying home at this point. And I would say it's better to stay home than to pick somebody who is, you know, an ugly person, somebody who is a politician, a scumbag, a lowlife, someone who's going to lie to you to try to get your vote. Ted Cruz is that guy. And so are the rest of them. But even Ron Paul has this to say, quote, on occasion he said about Bernie Sanders being better than Ted Cruz. Quote, on occasion, Bernie comes up with libertarian views when he talks about taking away the cronyism on Wall Street. So in essence, he's right. And occasionally, he voted against war. Continuing, Ron Paul said it's hard to find anybody, since Rand is out of it, anybody that would take a libertarian position, hardcore libertarian position on privacy, on the war issue, and on economic policy, Ron Paul continued. So I always say you can search for a long time, but you're not going to find anybody in the Republican or Democratic primary that comes even slightly close to ever being able to claim themselves a libertarian. And I don't think it could be said any better than that.
And I would agree. Now I'll tell you what I'm going to do. As I said before we went away, I'm still randing, and I'm going to go out.
You can vote?
Yes, okay. I can vote. I can't run for office yet. So I'm going to go out, and I'm going to vote for Rand Paul, because he will be on the New Hampshire primary ballot. And I'm going to encourage anybody else who's in New Hampshire to also please go out and vote for Rand Paul. And there's a few reasons for this.
All right.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
One of them is Rand is going to be back next year. He's going to be back in 2020, I expect. And I think he's going to be back, and he's going to be much better, I hope, than he was this year. So that's important. Right now, there is no voice, as Ron Paul points out, in the GOP primary race that is talking about anything libertarian. So I would like to have some libertarian ideas going out over that channel. And I want to see Rand Paul be that guy, you know. I also like having more libertarian candidates than Rand Paul, but the place for you if you're more libertarian than Rand Paul is probably to be a Libertarian Party nominee. But I think we should all be out there keeping, when there is a revolution candidate in the primary, I think that we should go out there and support him, even if he's not radical enough for us, just to keep that voice coming over that channel for as long as possible, because that gains us people. Now,
I don't necessarily disagree with you, Rich. One of the disappointments I had with Rand was, you know, basically he quit. I mean, it seems reasonable to me that he shouldn't have expected to win. Like, his purpose, in my opinion, should have been what Ron Paul's purpose was, and say, look, these ideas are important, and I'm going to just run to try to educate people, and if I get 5%, that's good, and I'm not going to quit. Like, he should have stayed in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the difference if he quits now or if he quits, you know, come election day?
Well, the difference is he wouldn't reach as many people if he quits now versus by election day. But on the other hand, I'm glad he quit, because unlike Rich, I was not supporting Rand Paul. I don't support Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he was bringing a message of liberty, and I think that's where you're coming from. And part of your frustration, James, is that Rand wasn't – Rand. If you believe Rand is secretly a libertarian, which I believe, Rich, you believe, and there are other people who believe this about him, he wasn't bringing libertarianism to the table. He was bringing a watered-down conservative viewpoint, and maybe with a little bit of a tinge of liberty on some issues. And I don't think that's going to bring as many people on board.
It's more of a tinge than liberty to say say that medical marijuana is a state issue, and therefore the federal government should not be involved in it.
Did he talk about legalizing heroin? No, he did not.
He did not talk about legalizing heroin. And that's not the right thing for the GOP channel.
Why not? Okay. Ron Paul got an ovation during the debate when he talked about legalizing heroin.
He did, but at the same time, see, the thing
Somebody needs to say those things.
Well, people do need to say those things, but I don't think it's time yet to say them on the GOP
side. How will you know when it's time? Ron Paul said it and got a great response.
Well, he did from his people, and here's why I think Rand Paul dropped out. I think that Rand Paul dropped out because his father's support. What he came in to do, I believe, is run as close to center as possible in tone and stay in the race as long as possible and be taken seriously by even mainstream Republicans.
I don't think he was taken as seriously as Ron Paul.
Well, the problem is he didn't have the support that Ron Paul had from the people that were actually libertarian. So in an attempt, to get the people who to get more people, he unfortunately, the people who backed his father weren't smart enough to say, let him get these people, let him get these messages out.
No,
come out.
He wasn't
support
smart
him.
I
disagree because he could not. You know, if he had run identically to Ron...
Ron Paul brought more people in than Rand Paul did, and he brought them in with a principled viewpoint. James, what were you going to say there?
And those people aren't in the GOP anymore,
who
or they're
about
already
the GOP?
Committed.
Who
well, that's who
them?
You're addressing when you're running for the GOP nomination.
I don't care about
that.
I want
that
people to
channel.
Find liberty. I want people
but
to find the idea of liberty.
But that's a channel.
Yes,
okay?
And Ron
it's
Paul
a channel
did better.
Of communication.
Ron Paul did better with that same channel of communication by principled ideas, by getting principled liberty ideas out
you're
there.
You're right.
Rand
but
failed.
If libertarians had been smarter, then Rand Paul would have gotten the message out to even more people.
But it wasn't a liberty
but
message.
He got
it was Rand Paul. It wasn't a libertarian message. It was his message.
The problem
it was saying don't arm Syria instead of bomb Syria.
He didn't
it
say end all
foreign
aid.
We shouldn't.
He didn't say stop
no,
supporting
he didn't
Israel.
Go that far. But
right,
you
so
don't,
have
have
don't have
to show your whole hand. Your whole hand. Hillary Clinton hasn't said we should take over the entire world.
So
but
you're arguing
know
for
that's
failure.
What she's at.
You're
no, I'm arguing
failed.
For getting ideas out there in a digestible
form. They're not principled
form.
Ideas. So
well,
this is
they're, not,
the,
they're not perfectly principled ideas, but they're the idea of maybe a little more peace might help instead of more war, more war, more war, more war, which is what you heard from everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, Rand Paul was there. There is somebody saying something other than more war
that's
will
true.
Make everything better. More war will make everything better. Yeah, and that was true. A valuable voice. And it's a
not
big,
valuable enough.
It's a, well, not valuable enough for people to actually take the time to keep it out there. But a voice doesn't yeah. have to be perfect
the market spoke,
to be
Rich.
Valuable.
The market spoke and he failed.
The market...
Sorry.
Well, the people who followed Ron Paul and who should have been smart enough to follow Rand
so
Paul
you're
failed.
Stupid? He didn't
I'm
stupid?
Saying that you completely misjudged what was going nah. on with Rand Paul and that instead of having an imperfect voice... We have no voice at all.
I want
so
to hear
congratulations
what James has to say about it.
On the deafening silence
toll free
now coming
here.
Out of the GOP debate.
855-450-FREE. Not my problem. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and moments remain, enough time for you. If you want to join us here, we've got it. Open phones, 855-453, as always on Free Talk Live. Anytime you want to call in, you don't have to talk about the topic on the table. We have been discussing Rand Paul withdrawing from the race. Ron Paul now weighing in, saying now that his son is out, he's telling people there's no point in trying to find a libertarian somewhere hidden in one of these Republican and Democratic candidates. And he specifically came right out and said that Ted Cruz, who is trying to pander to some libertarians, trying to make them think that he cares about liberty, he says Bernie Sanders is more libertarian more of the time than Ted Cruz is. In fact, he further says, and I think it's worth repeating this final quote from Ron Paul, quote, "So I always say, you can search for a long time, but you're not going to find anybody in the Republican or Democratic primary that even comes slightly close to ever being able to claim themselves a libertarian." And you can take that to the bank. Ron Paul knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows who these people are. He knows they're lying, thieving scum, and you can't believe a word that comes out of their mouths, so forget about it. Now, this gets back to the discussion we were having. James, you were trying to get a word in edgewise when Rich and I were going head-to-head on the issue of libertarians voting for a less-than-principled Rand Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess the point I wanted to make was I feel like Ron Paul, you know, however he did it, he inspired people, and I think it was by not watering down the message.
I agree.
And I felt like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he got more press, he got more support.
He did, and he did.
Well, he got more press because he got more support.
And that's like right. The Rand Paul gambit, if you want to call it that, is like, oh, well, we can sneak in liberty in the back door. Like, to me, that doesn't appear to be the case. Like,
see, I would have liked it if Rand Paul had placed his tone somewhere between where he did place it and where Ron Paul placed it. And there are specific things that I would have done differently if I had been Rand Paul. For example, I would not have even given any lip service to Israel, although I understand why he did that, because the Israel lobby is extremely extremely powerful, and it's very dangerous to pick that fight. So maybe this wasn't the right time to pick the fight of not giving lip service to
energy,
Israel, but I wish he hadn't.
The energy isn't there for Rand Paul. I mean, like Bernie Sanders, like he has a lot of energy. You know, he's like the non-establishment candidate, but he has that kind of similar energy that Ron Paul had.
But then again, the energy isn't really up to Rand Paul completely.
You're talking about the supporters. The energy.
If you water down the message, in theory, I guess the theory would be, well, you can get more supporters, but
it didn't work.
The people who would have, I think, been campaigning and donating and. Yeah. Committing time, they're not going to be motivated to do that.
You see, theoretically, the perfect place to position yourself if you're the extremist candidate, okay, if you're the most extreme candidate in one particular direction, and Rand Paul was clearly the most libertarian candidate in that race, the perfect place to place himself is one quantum beyond the second most extreme candidate. And the reason is that in theory, by doing that, you should be able to get the widest variety of people who are not your base.
But isn't your theory proven
false? Well, that would happen normally. What happened in this case is, unfortunately, the base defected, and they defected to nothing.
They defected
to, it's better to have silence than to have a libertarian message out there.
There were
a lot of libertarian messages.
Saying it was libertarian. He wouldn't even use the word libertarian.
Okay, he doesn't have to use the word libertarian. Let's not arm ISIS was a libertarian message. Saying, no, we shouldn't kill Snowden. As a matter of fact,
put him in jail.
If anything, we should give him a little bit of time in jail in a negotiated settlement,
pandering.
As opposed to let's kill him. Well, it's one step more. It's definitely the best candidate for Snowden. And like I say, he's one step better than the next guy.
You know,
he didn't just say pardon Snowden, and I don't think he necessarily should have just said
pardon
Snowden.
Blame it on the libertarians, but the fact is the blame rests on Rand Paul. He wasn't a good enough candidate, period. He didn't bring enough to the table as far as pro-liberty viewpoint to excite the base, as you're pointing out, but you're blaming his base, or what could have been his base, when ultimately it's Rand's fault for not saying the right things that would have excited him. If he had been more like Ron Paul, we could have had Ron Paul III campaign, and all the people who would have supported Ron Paul back in 2012 and 2008 would have gotten behind Rand. He would have had millions and millions of dollars. He would have had way more TV time and coverage, and he would have gotten the ideas of liberty out there. Ron Paul succeeded on all cylinders, whereas Rand Paul failed on nearly all of them.
Well, I guess my thought is, you can talk to a lot of free staters and be like, you know, how did you come to the ideas of liberty? And a lot of them, it's Ron Paul. How many are going to say Rand Paul?
Well, I don't know. James Chase will. He was first turned on to liberty by Rand Paul, and then he sought out Free Keen, and he sought me out, and through
I think you'll
Facebook.
Find examples.
And,
you'll find, yeah, you'll find
there
examples.
Will definitely be examples.
But not as many.
Not as many, but we could have made as many with what Rand Paul gave us.
No, you couldn't. No.
If we had chosen to work with him.
No, I totally disagree.
Instead of, there was absolutely no reason, when there's nobody better in the race, to be taking the time to bash Rand Paul if you're a libertarian.
I only took the time to bash him when someone brought him up as though he were a libertarian.
Oh, come on, you ambushed him failed to out ambush a guy who would have given you an interview if you'd asked for it. I guarantee he would have. He let Christopher David interview him in the back of an Uber cab.
Yeah.
You know, he would have given you an interview if you'd just asked for it. His father gave you interviews. That's a perfect in.
Yeah, but I wanted to interview Ron Paul. I didn't want to interview Rand Paul. I didn't care about what Rand Paul had to say, because as far as I'm concerned, if the words that are coming out of his mouth are false, that he's a liar, and that he's actually taking positions that he doesn't believe in, I don't support that. I don't support telling lies to get elected. I don't think that's okay. That's what all politicians do.
Well, and basically, it's not telling a lie. It's not telling a lie to not say we need to do something that we're not planning on doing immediately.
But if you say
if you're running for a four-year term, you're talking about what you think you can accomplish in that 4 years.
I want to ask about principles. I want to ask about ideas.
One of the mistakes that Ron Paul made is he talked in some cases about end states instead of saying, this is what I think I can do in 4 years.
Ron Paul wasn't unrealistically believing he could win. His purpose was to spread the ideas of liberty. So if I were going to ask Rand Paul a question, it would be a question about...
See, I think a lot of Rand Paul's purpose was to set up this run by Rand Paul. And I think that was a lot of the reason behind the Campaign for Liberty. And I don't even know if there's going to
Didn't Rand Paul endorse Mitt Romney during the 2012 election? When he could have endorsed his own father?
No, he endorsed Mitt Romney when he could have endorsed Obama. He endorsed him in the general election and said he was better than Obama, which is arguable, but probably true. And it's certainly politic to say so if you're planning on being a GOP nominee. And to me, I don't have a problem with playing the game enough to get on the stage and stay on the stage.
Ron Paul got on the stage just fine, and he lasted longer than his son, and he did it principled, and he brought more people in at the end of the
day. If the people who were more extreme than Rand Paul had gone out and done half of what they did for Ron Paul, plus the new people who were brought in by a more moderate message, it probably still would not have gotten him elected, but it would have allowed more noise than Ron Paul, more noise than we've ever seen out of that party. And I don't even know. I mean, from my point of view, Campaign for Liberty is in tatters because there's nobody left in the Republican Party to run. There was Gary Johnson and there was Rand Paul. Now there is absolutely nobody. The closest you're going to come in a libertarian if Rand Paul doesn't run in 2020 is going to be Ted Cruz. And that means that for libertarians...
I don't care if there are libertarians in the Republican Party.
Well, I do, because otherwise that means that during those months of extensive political thought and reflection and consideration by the general public that doesn't usually think about politics, guess what? Not a single libertarian thought is going to enter their heads the whole time.
Well, blame Rand Paul.
That didn't happen this time around. Rand Paul was out there late. He should have stayed in. Yeah. He should have had
blame
the support to stay in.
He failed you.
He should have had. No,
he failed
you.
Failed you.
The people who
didn't
bother to even support anybody failed me, and I'm cheese.
I support liberty. FreeTalkLive.com. We'll see you between now and then online. Crazy. Is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick? Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.